Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Right now, we welcome in Bonnie Stewart. She's the executive director of the Connecticut Society of CPAs. Bonnie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine, thank you. How are you doing?
We're good, good. Thanks. Thanks for being with us. Well, earlier this week, the governor issued Executive Order 7H, which said that CPAs are essential businesses and can still be visited in person by individuals during the pandemic. First off, were you surprised that he declared you as being essential businesses? And what steps are you advising your CPAs to take to maintain social distancing at this time?
Yeah,
Not surprised at all, because they clearly are essential, especially because of the volume of calls that they're getting, as well as people that are having to drop off documents to have their tax returns filed. Not every tax return was extended till to July, so we do have some taxes that are still due, such as sales tax and other things. In addition to that, there are people who are looking for guidance from their CPAs for loans, bridge loans, many businesses, to try to make sure that their employees are taken care of, that can make payroll when their business has either been closed or has seen a significant downturn in the amount of business they have. So in terms of what they're doing to stay safe, those who can, for the most part, are working remotely. They have a Dropbox, many of them, at their company, with one person behind the door. People drop their materials off, their documents off to the accountants, and they're retrieved, put in a safe place. Many of them are leaving them for more than 24 hours before they're touching them, just to make sure everything's okay. But they're making sure that if they need to see someone in person, that it's a scheduled appointment. They're minimizing foot traffic significantly. The important thing, I think, though, for the public is that they're there for those clients who need them. And I think that's really important. Our members have seen a significant increase in the number of phone calls they're getting from people wanting to know different things about their own financial standing, that their accountant may have a better idea of than they do, wanting to have a better understanding of if they are going to get a return, because if they have a return coming, they're trying to get it as soon as possible. I mean, a refund.
Yeah.
Because many people need that money right now. Those who need loans, the accountant oftentimes is the one that has the documents that the businesses need, and oftentimes the accountant helps them complete those loan papers, et cetera. So they're in higher demand than normally during taxes, and which tells you how busy the people are right now. And we also have audits still going on. So a lot happening, but you're very smart to point out the fact that accountants, like everyone else, need to take precautions as far as social distancing and the sanitary conditions of their offices, et cetera. And I will tell you, based on the number of calls and the things we've posted for people, that is very, very much in the front of their minds.
Hey, Bonnie, just a question here, but a lot of banks, for example, from what I understand, there's been a moratorium on paying back home loans, things like that. Would the same thing apply to businesses? And could you, as a CPA, could some one of your members, could they in fact help negotiate with the bank?
So you have to make the request, so it's not automatic, and I think it's important that people understand that, whether you're talking about your mortgage, your car loan, anything, the request has to be made and accepted by the bank. And I know that the banks are processing those now, and that, yes, CPAs are helping with that process in many cases.
Okay.
Talking to Bonnie Stewart, she's the executive director of the Connecticut Society of CPAs. So the filing deadline has been delayed until July 15th for federal and state income taxes. Would you advise people to wait, or would you advise people to still proceed as if the date was 2 weeks from now?
Yeah.
I'd say still proceed as though the date's 2 weeks from now. The IRS has asked practitioners, so CPAs and others, to prioritize the returns they're filing. And they're asking that anybody that is entitled to a refund, that their returns get filed first. So definitely, if you think you're going to get a refund, get your paperwork into your accountant so they can help you so you can get those dollars quicker. But they're also doing other things, too. They're finding that... as you point out, the income tax has been extended, but not all of the tax returns have been. So I would hate for people to think that July 15th is the deadline for everything, because it's not. And your accountant can help you determine what other taxes that you need to file and what those deadlines are for those.
Yeah, you said, Bonnie, in passing, you said basically sales tax, that's going to have to be filed. Anything else that you can think of off the top of your head that doesn't get that delay?
I believe the business entity tax has to be filed as well, because remember that they're phasing that out. So some people still owe it this year for one more year. So those returns have to be filed. We did get clarification from the Department of Revenue Services early yesterday that trust and estate tax returns don't have to be filed, or they're not, the deadline has been extended the same as the personal income tax. So that's great news for those people with trust and estate taxes due. That's important, because a lot of people, especially for those people that have disabilities, trusts have been set up for them to care for them.
Right.
So for them to know that, because you know, they're a high-risk population right now, many of those individuals, so it's good for them to know, too, that that deadline's been extended. But right now, the one that pops up in my mind that we're getting the most calls about in terms of has it been extended, and the answer is no, is the sales tax return.
Okay.
Okay, very good. Bonnie, have some of your firms had to lay off some people because they don't expect as much traffic, or does the fact that you're able to stay open mean that the CPA offices can remain up to staff?
For the most part, we've not heard about any layoffs. The only time we've heard that is if someone's got concerns about health issues.
Okay. The other question, just thinking about the DRS, I did file my taxes, so that's done. But, the point is, are there still people down working at DRS, going through all this stuff? A lot of it's automatic now, but, do they still have people showing up for work?
Yes, they do. Actually, most of the state offices have people showing up for work, though they're closed to public traffic. DRS is no different. They've got a number of people that are working remotely, and I have to say they're doing that very efficiently. I've been in touch with a number of people. I'm working remotely. They're working remotely. It's all working out fine. They've got other people that are in the office because they need to be, but the doors are closed, and usually if somebody needs to be seen, DRS and the other state agencies are accommodating them, but it's on an appointment basis.
All right. And Bonnie, are the office hours for the most part, from what you have heard, staying the same for most of your CPAs?
They're actually in more. I cannot tell you how. We knew that there'd be an increase in volume of calls because of the pandemic. People are greatly concerned, and most of it concerns finances. You're hearing about people laid off, furloughed,
sure,
et cetera,
oh, yeah,
the downturn in business. So they have got everybody calling them right now. So we're finding that they're working substantially more than they normally do during a tax season. So it's they're there. You're not going to see, you're not going to have trouble getting in touch with your accountant unless their phone line's busy.
Right.
But I would say leave a message and they'll get back to you.
All right. Bonnie Stewart, Executive Director, Connecticut Society of CPAs. Bonnie, thanks for the info. Stay safe.
Thank you. You too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.